The Optimist.
They say that funerals aren't for the dead, they're for the living. Well, screw that. Here's what I want. The Container. I want to be put in the cheapest cardboard box allowed by law. Caskets are ugly and stupid and a waste of money and a waste of wood. Cardboard is fine, really. Chuck me in. I'll live. Ha. Tape it up real good so nothing gross seeps out, like poop or my liquefied organs. You know, now that I think about it, maybe see if they have any wax-coated cardboard boxes. Might be worth the upgrade. Just tape it up real good. The Wake. No open box viewing. I don't like people looking at me like I am now. I sure don't want them looking at me like that. Besides, the box should already be all taped up, right? But if you living jackals insist on getting your jollies by having a wake, I insist you display my closed cardboard box, preferably on a cheap folding card table with a paper tablecloth. Maybe it'll seem symbolic. You know, the fleeting disposability of life or something. You know, he was a cheap bastard type of thing. While attending my wake, please try to suppress and bury your emotions as best you can. It's what I would do if I was in your situation. Honor my memory by pushing it deep, deep down. I'm talking way down. If you want to walk up to the cardboard box and say goodbye to it, that's cool with me. Just don't cry on it unless you bought the wax-coated one, or it'll get all soggy. The Disposal. Now you'll note that I don't seem to have a strong opinion regarding burial versus burning me up till I'm a little pile of gray dust. It's because I don't really care. I think urns are stupid looking. I think sitting on a mantle in a jar would be creepy and weird. I think spreading my ashes somewhere would be a silly gesture because I don't consider any place to be particularly special. I don't want to be stuffed and or mounted on a plaque. Mausoleums? Good God, those might be the stupidest, creepiest places on the planet. Like a filing cabinet of corpses at a piano showroom in a mall. How about donating my body to science? Well, you know, I was theoretically into that idea till I read Mary Roach's book Stiff. Doctors practicing plastic surgery on decapitated heads? Cadaver crash test dummies for the auto industry? No, I don't think so. So how about regular old burial? Well, I think that's a big waste of some prime real estate. And gravestones are expensive and crappy looking, am I right? So I guess my final opinion on this is that I don't have one. Pick whatever's cheapest, whatever's easiest, whatever offers the least burden. But if it suits you to ignore the dead guy's recommendations, then by all means do so. I'll be dead. I'll be gone. No ghost, no spirit. Only distorted memories and cherry-picked recollections will remain. Do what you want. Just remember, I'll be watching you from up in heaven with Jesus. And if you do the wrong thing, you'll make us cry.